Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable play. Woo! Just an unbelievable play to force overtime. Or, well, you could have avoided overtime altogether by just going for two there.
You could have just won that sucker right there or lost it, but it would have been over right there. And also, the play's even more impressive, and Hunter Henry took accountability for it. The play's even more impressive because one of his receivers, he had five possible targets on every play, and ran out of bounds, or got pushed out of bounds.
It was 10 on 11.
Yeah. And really only four players at that point could he have thrown the ball to. So, like, even as he's keeping that play alive for 12 seconds, at, like, the four-second mark, one of the guys had to check himself out. And if you look at it, I think the defender realized that Henry's standing out of bounds. So now you have another defender creeping in and, like, guarding everybody else. So it's even crazier when you look at it that way. And then he hits Ramondre. And, yeah, it's one of the most exciting plays we've seen with the Patriots, and outside of, like, a Marcus Jones punt return, which are always good. Like, one of the more exciting offensive plays we've seen in a while. And in real time, this is not because they lost the game. It's in real time. I was like, go for two. Everything about it set up to go for two. The offense wasn't exactly buzzing all day. The defense certainly wasn't exactly lights out all day.
You just pulled that play out of your ass. You have momentum.
That was not the play call. No. That was a Houdini effort, yes. And Drake May gets it done. You're on the road. You're a bad team. They're a bad team.
So that, to me, is the biggest factor.
Yes, yeah. If this isn't for a playoff spot.
You're the
this
Chiefs.
Isn't the Super Bowl.
You're the Chiefs,
yeah.
And you're undefeated. Like, okay, let's play for
we'll
overtime. We're the better team. Yeah, maybe you're the better team against Tennessee.
Aren't.
You probably aren't. I agree.
You probably aren't.
And your season's going nowhere. At bare minimum, it's about a little bit of culture building.
Oh, my God. What a kick in the ass in a good way to the offensive line, to the wideouts, to the running back. Be like, we're going for it. And to your quarterback. You just pulled that out. All right, we're going to run a play. Now, maybe part of it is they don't have a lot of confidence in the play caller. Maybe they don't have a great set of two-point conversions. But they should. That's something that you should obviously have well-versed. And they should have had it set up where you run some sort of play where Drake May has a quick option. Either he sees an opportunity to run, but there's still a pass element to it.
Yeah.
You know, and then you dump it to like Hunter Henry or whatever. Run something. Put it in the hands of Drake May. And guess what? If they lose, I don't think people are killing Drake May. They're telling you they were in that situation because of the play he made right before that.
Correct.
And you say, like, good for them for having the stones.
I'd feel better if you lose there than lose on a pop fly interception at the end of the game in overtime.
Yep.
I'd feel better about that. And I no matter if the play worked or didn't work, because Mayo said this to the Greg Hill Show earlier, and he's right. People are going to criticize it if it's wrong. Well, of course, if the play doesn't work out,
that's kind of
we are going to criticize it, and we might have criticized the play call.
If it's another
whip root play to Jalen Polk and he can't stand on his feet, or if it's another run up the gut when it hasn't worked all day, we might criticize the play call.
I would have.
But I think we would applaud the decision
100%.
Of going for two.
I promise you, and there's no way to know this, but I promise you I would not have ripped him for the decision. We would then pivot to Alex Van Pelt. What did you call? Is that really your best play? Blah, 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 blah,
or
blah.
Or even May
stuff.
And his read or the receiver or the back or whomever.
All of that
like,
is fair game.
But Mayo would be off the hook.
Independent of that, I just thought it was so lame to kick the point, which barely eked in the upright, by the way. They almost lost it right
imagine
there.
Imagine if they missed the extra point, Keith. It's like, well, we're taking the automatic points. We're going to overtime. You missed the extra point.
Automatic.
Well, here's who agrees with you, Keith. 71% of Greg Hill Show listeners, they did a poll earlier
today.
It seems
low to me.
71% agree they should have gone for the win at the end of regulation.
Yep.
I agree with you. It turns out neither of us saw this in real time, but we got a flood of texts about this. Jonathan Kraft on the broadcast was saying go for it.
I guess he was seeing it was pretty quick, but a lot of people believe that he made it out. He looked over at Robert and was like, go for two. Like, yeah, go for two. Absolutely go for two.
So Jonathan, me, you, 70% of Patriots fans. And I don't think it was Mayo's call, by the way. And that's not to absolve him. I think this is a big problem. It's a reflection on what he does and doesn't do.
For sure.
I think in the headset, Evan Rothstein or Ben McAdoo or whomever says, the analytics say we kick the extra point here. And he goes, okay, numbers say it, let's do it. And then he has nothing to do with the play call if they go for two, because that's Van Pelt. So it underscores he doesn't do anything. And that would be my big issue with it. And on top of it, I agree with something Chris Curtis said this morning and something that I think is illustrated out with our wonderful player interviews on Patriots Monday, Hunter Henry and Christian Gonzalez.
Odyssey app. Check them out.
Make sure you get those.
They're there.
They're on YouTube as well. You can see lots of faces. just subscribe to WEEI. But I don't think the sideline had any idea what they were doing, because I don't think Mayo and the coaching staff knew what they were doing until they got in the end zone.
Also,
I don't think they had a plan.
Post-game,
they should have known the whole entire drive. Oh, yeah, this is a great point,
too. This is what I think. Yes. Like, that sort of is almost crystallized by the fact that post-game, Mayo's like, yeah, that is a good question, and blah, blah, blah. Not really going to answer it now.
Yeah, why wouldn't you answer it?
He's not sure. Yeah. He doesn't feel strongly one way or the other.
It wasn't
he also
his call.
Doesn't want to admit that somebody else told him to do it. He just went along with it.
Exactly. He wouldn't answer because it wasn't his call. It was Evan Rothstein's call. Or whomever, the analytics-based decision there, and he didn't know how to
but
defend
then even
it
this morning,
or criticize it, and so he said, yeah, great question, I'll get back to you on that one.
But then this morning, with the morning show, it's sort of like a word salad where, like, I stand by it, it's the right call.
And we're so well-prepared.
So, 12 plays ahead.
We knew way ahead of time,
but then
which
also,
is all garbage.
But then as soon as he brought up going for two last time, and how they got criticized for that last time.
Which I think he's talking about the Jaguars game.
Not last game, but last time they went for two, I mean.
I think is what he's talking about.
I believe, and I'm like, man, those couldn't be more different.
Agreed.
That is not to end the game and to guarantee win. That was to get it to within, one possession or not, like, or seven or eight. And so that one's more of an argument amongst the nerds. Like, go for it now, have all the knowledge versus momentum, having the drive, and now only being down one score. Hopefully the next time you get the ball back, all that. There's much more of a debate there.
Yeah.
You and I are on the same side of it. We wouldn't have gone for two when they did. But he's like, oh, you guys criticized because we didn't get it. It's like, first of all, the play you called was horrible. It went to Polk. The decision we didn't like. But there was 8:22 to go in the fourth quarter of the game. You were down 15.
They're not analogous.
No.
He's making it sound like it's the same call and it's a two-point conversion.
But that's also annoying that Mayo. So Mayo is calling out the fact that they were criticized for that. You shouldn't care.
No.
You should do what you think is best. Just because a few people, whether it be like us in an interview or that you read about it, that are like, oh, you should have or shouldn't have gone for two. Like, what is your philosophy? Don't worry about what everybody else thinks.
And the commonality is, I think you screwed up both decisions. I think
you somehow got them
both wrong.
I agree.
And they both resulted in losses to garbage teams. Like, Jacksonville was beatable. Tennessee was beatable. The Patriots now have the number one pick. According to Tankathon, they have the number one pick, and they have lost to some bad teams. Make no mistake about it. Add Tennessee to the list with Jacksonville. Miami's bad.
Well, Miami without Tua specifically.
Yeah, well, they're still losing with Tua, but yes, especially without
Bills,
Tua.
But at least that you'd be like, all right, that's a better team.
You have the Jets on that list as well. Jets would be drafting 10 if the season ended today. That's a bad team. And so that's the commonality. 617-779-7937. Was it the right call or the wrong call to go to overtime? Kick the extra point, and oh, by the way, Tennessee proceeded to just march right down your throat and eat up 7.5 of the 10 minutes in overtime. We'll get into Drake May and his day. Keefe and I agree on the two-point decision, that it was wrong by Mayo to kick the extra point. They should have gone for two. We disagree on Drake May. Was it more good than bad or more bad than good? Out of Drake May yesterday, we'll get to that with all your feedback.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back right after Trending with Billy Lanny. Phil Perry on NBC Sports Boston. Too much on Drake May's shoulders. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's like Atlas.
He does. Well, it was 301 out of 315 or 316, whatever the total was.
Yeah, something like that.
95% of their yardage was Drake May.
Correct.
And yet, I still wanted more out of him yesterday. I know you think that's unfair, Keith. I know a lot of people think that's unfair. I tie it mostly to the turnovers and some of the decision-making. He could have had another pick. He should have had another pick that Tennessee dropped in that game. And this isn't a big picture being down on Drake May. I like Drake May. I liked him the best out of any quarterback in this draft. I'm very happy with him as a franchise quarterback. But I didn't expect him to get outplayed by Mason Rudolph, and I didn't expect him to lose that game. And I'd like him to not throw backbreaking picks in overtime. I don't think that's too much to ask. I think I have higher expectations. Maybe that is that the problem?
Oh, that's it. No, that's definitely what it is.
I expect too much out of him. You guys just don't expect enough out of him. I expect too much out of him.
I just think he has the worst supporting cast, and I mean that
he does.
When it comes to coaching as well.
Like
the whole kit and caboodle is a disaster for him, and you see it on a near weekly basis, but it really stood out this week. For some reason, where they ran the ball 12 times, besides the 8 non-designed, I gotta run for my life runs by Drake May, which he got 95 yards out of, they ran the ball 12 times for 15 yards.
Not great.
And Ramondre Stevenson is a good individual player, at least I think, but the play calls or the line up front, and even the line, since they put in Drake May in the Houston game, has been decent enough pass blocking, I feel like. I know Drake took 4 sacks yesterday. It's not perfect. It's not good. Nobody's going to good.
Yeah, I thought it had been trending up yesterday.
Yesterday it
took a big step back.
Yeah, but they had been a little
bit better. Tennessee's a good front.
But even then, they haven't been able to run the ball that well.
Nope.
They have not been able to do that. And the way the game starts, too, you're down 7-0 before Drake May even steps on the field to that team. And you're like, what was that drive?
Oh, that was so bad.
Hot knife through butter
so
to start
bad.
The game. And you're like, oh, my God.
Okay, but I agree. He has a terrible supporting cast. The receivers are awful.
Yeah.
They're not running for anything on the ground. They're poorly coached. I agree with all of that. Jacoby Brissett won last week.
Would Jacoby Brissett have gotten them to overtime this week?
I don't know.
I say no. I think he's not getting 95 yards on the ground.
I'm with you. I don't think so either. But, like, I guess my roundabout point. Yesterday, you might be right. You probably wouldn't have got them to overtime. You probably lose that game either way, and you definitely don't get the Houdini play, as you referred to it, at the end of regulation.
Put that
you definitely
on the highlight tape for next year.
But it's not acceptable for Drake May to lose every game on the way out. It's just not. I don't care if he puts up 100% of the offense. It's not acceptable for him to lose every single game. Jacoby Brissett has figured out, fair or not, he's figured out how to win games with this crappy supporting.
So even if he's an underdog in every single game the rest of the way.
They've been an underdog in every. They were underdogs in the game Jacoby Brissett won.
Yeah. Were they favored in.
Not the Bengals game.
The Dolphin game, right? And they lost
I'm sorry. But the two games he won, they were underdogs in both.
Got it. Okay.
And they won both.
All right. Because of Brissett.
I'm not saying, is it acceptable for Drake May to lose out?
No, I don't want him to lose out.
And I know technically gets credit for the Jets game, but we all know that's garbage.
No.
He didn't win that game.
But I'm not as tied into in your rookie year when you have the worst supporting cast ever, wins and losses being the biggest factor. I would like him to win games, sure.
It's not the biggest factor, but it's a factor.
Yeah, I just look at it more like he's passed a lot of the sort of tests the first 3 weeks. We're like, that guy looks like a real NFL quarterback. You're like, this guy's going to be a weapon. Like if you can get any kind of help at all, he can make other guys around him better. It's right now it's so bad. And you're like, man, even one offseason might not do it. Like how you got to hit on the draft. Don't love the chances with Elliott Wolf.
You got to spend like crazy in free agency.
Don't love the chance of them doing that.
No.
Are you bringing back the same head coach and offensive coordinator? And I don't know if I love that. Like he's got a lot against him.
I don't trust the operation. And so like, I don't love their chances either, but they should. A competent organization should be able to add a lot and make this team competitive next year.
Eight or nine wins. They definitely should. Though, like, I'm not going to argue. Like I can't say he had a great game when he turns it over 3 times. I'm not suggesting he had a great game. I'm just saying
you think it was more good than bad.
Yes, and I think there are a lot of things that he did other quarterbacks, including Jacoby Brissett, wouldn't have been able to do. They wouldn't have been in that spot. He is running for his life. He has no running game. When they try to run it, it's tackled at the line, so it's 2nd and 10. Like every possession felt like started 2nd and 10, and he had to make the plays. And that's probably also why a lot of those runs – I'd like him to slide a little bit more. He slid better in the game he got hurt than the game that he didn't. But he was taking some big hits because he's trying to get some extra yards. He's probably also frustrated. He's like, I'm doing everything I can to move the ball. Is anybody else going to help me with this today? And so he took a bunch of hits. Yeah, you'd like to see him throw for more than 206. And obviously you'd like to see him beat Tennessee. But I still look at it where I come away thinking he's the best player on the team.
Oh, he's definitely the best player on the team.
And, like, the guys around him are getting worse, it feels like.
Text line, 37937. They won the games with Brissett because for whatever reason they were able to run the ball in those games. Not true. Bengals game, that's true. They didn't run well against the Jets.
The Bengals game, they ran it great. No, they played great defense.
Bengals game for sure.
Jets game, no.
Jets game, they ran horribly. I mean, Ramondre Stevenson had 20 carries for 48 yards, 2.4 a pop. That is more than yesterday, but they didn't run well in that game.
No.
617-779-7937. What'd you think of Drake May? I will take your thoughts on the two-point conversion or lack thereof, the decision not to go for two and try to win it in overtime. Johnny is in Brooklyn. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, guys? That Christian Gonzalez, he's a hell of an interview, huh?
Well, the text line thinks it was bad questions. So maybe that's on us.
I will say this. Normally, the text line, the Twitch chat, they're very much with us in these Gonzalez interviews. Today, they didn't like our questions so much, which is fine. Score one for Gonzo this week, I guess. But he is he was not looking forward to talking to us. I think that's kind of, it goes both ways. Yeah. What's your point, though, on the Pats, Johnny?
I don't know what they want you to ask him, but anyway, point on the Pats, I'm watching the first half yesterday and I'm like, wow, you know, this Patriots team's actually making the Titans fun to watch. Maybe it's just the jerseys, but the Patriots, good Lord, what a team. Yeah. I wanted to get your grades on, just give me a grade for Drake May. The play was great, but the interceptions were just terrible. And he had another one that could have been a terrible interception too. So
all right,
what do you think? Thanks, guys.
Okay. Keith.
What are we grading out? Like a standard teacher grade?
C-.
B+.
B+?
B+, baby. Gotta catch you on the honor roll. Not the high honor roll, but the honor roll.
I would say C-. If C is
C-?
If C is an average game.
At least you don't have to have your parents sign that one.
No.
C-, you're like, you live to see another day.
I'm not failing him. And again, they have far bigger problems than Drake May. People hear this like, Jones hates Drake May.
D-, that's Daron Harmon.
Yeah.
C-.
You give him a B+.
I give him a B+.
That's almost an A.
I was thinking A-, like a 90.
A- for yesterday?
He was scooting around, running for his life.
Way too high.
You have to grade it on a curve. Somebody called in and was like, oh, he's going to be like Brock Purdy. I'm like, these guys couldn't be more different. Like, Brock Purdy has everything going for him, limited skill set, but has good coaching, good playmakers, and is getting, you know, is putting up decent numbers. Drake May right now, there's not a quarterback in the league that has less. There isn't.
Well, no, there is, and his name is Jacoby Brissett, and he won last week. And so Jacoby Brissett has the same amount as Drake May.
Oh, it's not less.
Well, it's fair. It's not less, but he has the same amount, and he's been able to win two games. So it is not acceptable for Drake May to lose out.
To be fair, though, Drake May probably would have dropped 40 on that Jets team with how he was playing.
Yeah, Drake May did get him started.
He did look great to
Jacoby
start
Jacoby Brissett
game.
Didn't score all 25 of those points.
Fair point.
Okay.
It's a fair point. He scored 18 of them.
And the Jets were in pretty bad shape. I know the Titans blow. Don't get me wrong. Titans are bad. Titans were at home, and they were favored.
I mean, if you're trying to get me to say that Drake May is greater than Jacoby Brissett, I will grant you that.
Come on, Jones. Give me that.
Give me that.
My only point is I picked them to win that game yesterday, and you that was a winnable game yesterday.
You might talk me into an A-.
And so I'm not going to ignore the fact that they lost the game. He turned it over three times. I'm not going to ignore that.
That Houdini play at the end, you got to give him at least more credit than that.
Yeah, no,
you got to bump it up.
That play was great. That was one play. We're talking, by the way, about Drake May, a.k.a. Draco. I was reading Mike Reese over the weekend. I said, boy, this will be good fodder for our Christian Gonzalez interview.
No.
Not so much.
It's the worst thought you ever had. Whatever you think that leads you to that statement is wrong.
Okay. So he writes... In Christian Gonzalez's mic'd up segment, which was 7 minutes of runtime, I don't know how much he was talking in those 7 minutes.
It was mostly guys around him that got picked up by the mic. It's not him.
He celebrated as rookie quarterback Drake May raced for a 17-yard touchdown, repeating multiple times, yeah, Draco!
Draco.
Where did the nickname come from, Reese says. Turns out, it's a result of where Gonzalez's locker is in relation to May.
I don't think that's right.
Gonzo is on the end of one row. May is on the end of the row directly to Gonzalez's left. Split between the entrance of the training room. He's right there, so I just started doing it. What's up, Draco? That's why I started calling him, and everybody likes it, he said. Now, that's what Reese wrote, and that's what he told Mike Reese. We asked him. He's like, other people came up with it.
Yeah.
I've now heard this theory a couple of times, but Ed in the truck.
Ed's got it.
Ed in the truck. Go ahead.
What do you got, Ed?
Yeah, you know, you were so close to getting something out of Gonzalez. It was right there, and then you killed it with the Harry Potter thing.
Oh, yeah, that was
Keith.
Yeah,
This is what it's about. In a lot of rap songs, they reference Draco this, Draco that. Keith said it. Draco's a weapon. A Draco is a Russian gun, similar to an AK, but it's a pistol. The pistol, shaped like an AK, holds 30 rounds,
Okay, well, we don't need all the details on this, but I get
gun.
It. So
it's a gun. So okay. I'm looking at it now. I just pulled it up. It is like an automatic weapon.
We're not gun guys, Keith.
Probably in Call of Duty. You know, pretty clearly we are not.
I'm a little disappointed in myself as a rap music guy.
Yeah, you missed that.
But it must not have been enough DMX songs for me.
So people don't like that. They get very sensitive to it. I do think, now this, get ready to dump this if you have to, Nick. I do think some of the great nicknames in sports have been gun related.
Yeah.
Allow me to continue.
Okay.
AK-47.
Good one.
Andre Karolenko.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good one.
Uh-huh.
Cardale Jones, 12 gauge.
Great nickname.
Pretty good one.
Yep.
And what's the other one I'm missing? There's one other one that was
Pistol
good.
Pete.
Pistol
Pete.
Pete.
Yeah.
Pistol Pete.
Pew pew.
Good one.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I mean, you can't. I don't know. People are sensitive to it.
So help you God if you're on a shotgun play.
Okay, but I'm just thank you. But I'm just saying, yeah. Like maybe that's why he didn't want to answer it. I was unaware of that. I've gotten texts about that, and yeah. Ed just called about the same thing.
Oh, so Mac 10. I don't know if that caught on with Mac Jones, but yeah, Mac 10. Like, why can't? I don't know. People don't like it. But Draco, if it's a gun, then it's a gun.
We're not gun guys.
We are not.
How are your New Hampshire brethren? Are they fans of that in Vermont?
They would be gun fans.
In
yes.
Vermont, I would be shunned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's probably muzzleloader season right now. People are hunting deer right now as we speak.
People don't know how I came out of New Hampshire. I'm not a gun guy nor a weed guy. They're like, get out of here. What the hell else are you doing up there? I'm like, I don't know. Not that.
I don't know.
I pass on grass.
Yeah, as do I. Yeah. And I'll tell you. It's,
ooh, Red Rifle. Good one. Ken Laird in the chat. How about Ken Laird in the chat?
what's he doing?
Red Rifle.
A-Ken 47. That's what we call him around A-Ken the office.
A-Ken 47.
Yeah, A-Ken. That's how we refer to him all the time.
Yeah,
hey, A-Ken. What's up, A-Ken?
I don't know.
How you doing?
It's just a nickname.
Yeah, but whatever. If he's like uneasy about going, I was just like,
so
boy.
You say that's okay?
Well, no, not really, but
like,
I just.
If that's why you named it, it's actually a better nickname than Draco Malfoy.
I just thought, Keith.
Or just like adding an O to his name.
I just thought, I'm like, wow, you created the nickname for Drake May.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a great nickname to me, but I was unaware of the gun connection.
Yeah. Bazooka Joe. How about that one counts?
Another good one.
Our friend Monty Mack in the chat.
Oh, our good pal.
Yeah.
Good, nice.
Bazooka Joe.
Monty, good one.
Show sucks. Why do I do this to myself
but
all
I just,
day?
Shame on me. I thought because he came up with the lame nickname, or apparently a nickname that I'm liking more as I find out more about
it. Oh, it's a good name.
He didn't even want to go there. At least not, I half understand it.
Yeah.
He's worried about getting canceled. Okay,
good
fine.
Point in the text line. If Keith was a gun guy, that bee's nest wouldn't be there. Shoot my neighbor's fence trying to get the hornet's nest down?
Sure, take that right out. 617-779.
Shooter McGavin.
Oh, so many good nicknames.
Oh, is Chuck Person the rifleman?
The rifleman,
so
yeah.
So is it Chuck Person?
Chuck Person's the rifleman.
Draco's good. I'm fine with Draco.
Yeah.
But not if you have to be so coy about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, just, you know, Draco. Just call him Draco.
Also, he's like, I didn't come up with it. But you told Mike Reese you came up with it. I don't want to tell you, man.
It's like mayo every day, something different.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody in the locker room is like, you didn't come up with that.
You didn't come
you
up with
You told Mike Reese you came up with that. You didn't come up with
you
that.
You didn't invent that name.
Yeah. Like, all right, fine. 617-779-7937. More of your feedback here coming up. We'll get more into the two-point conversion or two-point decision. Lack thereof. We'll get more into Drake May's day. Plus, the Patriots playing soft, coaching soft yesterday. That's next.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Patriots Monday. Reacting to the Pats 20-17 loss in overtime. We finally figured out why I'm down on Drake May.
Yeah. You don't like the nickname.
I expect too much. Oh, no, it's the nickname. That's what
you're
it is.
You're afraid of the gun.
So many good gun nicknames, by the way.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them in the history of sports. And it's like, they're pretty good nicknames.
Machine Gun Kelly. That's a great one.
Machine Gun Kelly. Well, Joe Kelly for a minute.
Is Austin Reeves AR-15?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I thought that was Anthony Richardson at Florida.
The best Austin Reeves video ever is there were like one game he like crashed into what the video referred to as a bunch of baddies sitting front row.
Baddies?
Baddies.
Nice.
Attractive younger ladies were all sitting in the front row.
Austin Reeves said this?
No. They're like some Twitter video. But Austin Reeves like fell into him and then after that started playing like Pete Maravich. Like he was like incredible. He was like scoring. He was like going behind his back. He was
nice.
Like a little bit of a little showman.
It's like if Jordan Poole goes off any single time there's a, quote, like Keith just said, baddie in the arena. Every single time.
Is that a thing with Jordan Poole?
Yeah, probably.
Is that why he went off against the Celtics in that first quarter?
Did you see
who was in the building?
I was going to save this for grab bag, but this is worth mentioning now. Did you see, I'm trying to think what night this was.
Baddie related? I might have seen
it. It's kind of baddie related. I'm trying to think. It was the, who was it? The Pelicans had a buzzer beater over... Where is it? I think it was Pelicans Blazers, maybe.
Oh, shoot.
Brandon Ingram hit a buzzer beater.
Oh, nice.
Over Anthony Simons. Now, maybe this is late. Maybe I found it on Instagram. So sometimes like stuff comes up from like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But they said he became the first player in history to hit a game-winning shot over a guy who shares a baby mama with. So wow. I don't know what date that was, but yeah, Brandon Ingram and Avery Simons apparently have the same. They have somewhere, common bond.
Somewhere down the line, those kids are going to be so conflicted on what went down.
That's right.
I mean, maybe she was very conflicted. Yeah. What were you rooting for?
Yeah, this was. Oh yeah, I was making the rounds on TikTok. How long ago was this? it might have been a week ago. My stupid Instagram thing.
Whatever.
It pops up.
Who cares? I don't mind being a week late to that. Yeah. That's a great story.
Yeah, that was a great story.
That's sports story of the year.
That might be up there. Yeah.
What a moment.
What a shot is right.
First time in history.
First time in league history. And then I was like, you sure about that?
Yeah,
maybe
well,
it is, but
known.
First documented.
Yeah, documented. That's the right terminology there. So anyway, let's get into your phone calls here. Our good buddy JP is in North Providence. You're not a fan of my questioning, JP? Is that what I see here on the call screen?
Chief, hi.
Hi.
So speaking of nickname, what happened to the vulture that used to spew venom and eat glass? Granted, that was cooking, but
I
don't know. Are you getting soft?
What was soft?
And I got two Patriots questions.
What was soft? What was soft?
Oh, I don't know. I just could have seen you tougher, I guess. Much more you could do.
With who? With Gonzalez or with Keith? I'm confused. Or the callers? Who's this versus? Yeah, who's the versus? Exactly. Gonzalez.
Oh, callers in general.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Patriots players, forget it. Curtis this morning tried to get a straight answer out of Mayo. Did he have a concussion? He didn't have a concussion. He won't say anything because if he got a concussion, people are going to say like I'm saying, it's May Day. He's running around like he's scrambling for dear life. I'm worried he gets his bell rung. I want to tank. I think they brought him back too soon.
Wow.
They let the league take the responsibility. Yeah, he missed protocol, but Mayo would not say if he had a concussion or not. Can't get a straight answer.
Okay, how are you in the concussion protocol without a concussion?
Assume that he did.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. And if Mayo tells you that he did, would you believe him?
I also don't get But JP, I love JP, but I don't get his logic there. Mm-hmm. If you don't think he had a concussion, what were they rushing him back from? Like, you're like, oh, I think they rushed him back too soon. You don't think he had a concussion?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
I don't understand that.
No, I think he proved that he could play.
I
wasn't worried about
it. I am shocked he was running around as much as he did, and they let him run around as much as he did. I know those weren't, like, design plays.
No, but it is funny, because we were talking about that. Like, is he gonna be a little bit more scared to run?
The opposite. My favorite thing Drake May did yesterday, besides the play at the end of regulation, my favorite thing he did was the scrambling.
Yeah.
The Nana's out there of... Oh, you can't have him running. He's going to get himself hurt. No. He's a weapon when he runs.
Do you know how many more punts they would have had if he didn't run like that? That was most of their offense.
That's part of what makes him a great prospect.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he had the best game yesterday, but part of what I love about him as a quarterback and a prospect is that. I would not take that away from him. I love that, and I do think it's secondary. I don't think he is panicking and running. I think he's scanning the field, eyes up, looking to make a play, and when it's not there, he takes off. I love that.
Yeah, and JP's one of those that does want the number one pick.
Yep.
And you're in line for it.
Well, yesterday you must have been thrilled with that.
I was going to say, Drake May can play his tail off, and you maybe will argue about whether he had a good game or not because of the win column, but he could play well, and all their opponents going forward are better than the Titans and are better than the Jaguars. Not that it's necessarily a murderer's row, but they're all a little bit better. So he can go out there and have good games. You can be 2-15, and you could pick number one next year. Like, that's all still very much in the cards.
Mike's in Framingham. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think he had a great game yesterday.
Hell yeah.
I think people forget he's a first-year rookie quarterback.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got a ton of skills.
Me
and
too.
I know a lot of people I talk to, I'm an adopted fan of them. They're an adopted team for me. I got disgusted with the NFL when my St. Louis Cardinals went off to Phoenix. And I moved here, met a woman, moved here,
nice.
And these teams got close to me. And I think this guy's going to be a great quarterback. You know, when he scrambled at the end of that game, how much skill it took. Most quarterbacks run when the animals are trying to kill you coming from the east. You run to the west, which puts you out of range of your receivers. This guy went north and south. That's tough. when you've got everybody on you, and to keep, like you said a minute ago, he had his head up, his eyes open, and he found an open receiver. To me, he's a diamond in the rough, and we should all be thankful we got him. We just need to put a, you know, some protection around him, because Scramlin is going to chew this guy up and destroy him.
You know, they say if a bear's chasing you, you're actually supposed to hold your ground.
Supposed to zig? Oh, maybe a gator.
You're thinking of alligators.
Yeah.
You're supposed to hold your ground.
Uh-huh.
And maybe get big, kind of yell at him a little bit. I think if you run, they think like, oh, here's some prey.
I'm going to tell you right now. He goes, you're supposed to run. When they run east, you run west or something like that.
Yeah,
but then he's like, yeah, but he ran.
Is that a daylight savings question?
And he's like, he's going to get killed out there.
Yeah.
He also said he's a crown jewel. He was the number three pick.
Is that a shout out to WWE?
Or diamond in the rough. He said,
diamond in the rough. Yeah. People don't know that he's a rookie. Like, dude,
forget that he's a rookie is what he said.
It's like, I agree with half the stuff you said. A lot of it is very confusing.
He said he was adopted for a minute, and I was going to say, I don't see how that's relevant.
No.
And then he said, no, they're my adopted
team. He wanted to get that off his chest, I guess.
He's my adopted quarterback.
Yeah.
Big Chicago. What was it? Chicago Cardinals?
St. Louis Cardinals. I'm like, you still got them. They play baseball every year. Still got the cards. Albert Pujols.
I could talk to that guy.
Chris Carpenter.
If we got
I don't want to give away random player of the day, but it could be a Cardinal.
If we got as much out of the Patriots players on Patriots Monday as we got out of that guy, we'd be going places, Keith.
We should mix him anything on Mondays.
Yeah, just that guy. Every Monday, he fills in the gaps.
He thinks Drake May's going to be a good player.
Yeah, he's just offering up free stuff left and right.
Yeah, he's going to be a great player.
617, diamond in the rough. 617.
When animals are chasing you?
779-7937.
You don't need an analogy for like defensive players running after you. You just say what it is.
I definitely thought I knew where it was going, but I got a little lost there.
No, you did not.
Let's get back to Alex Van Pelt and his play calling. Not great. We'll do that next.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.